This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gokshul Kimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli set to depart for Spain this Saturday on an official visit. Nepal pushes for regional energy cooperation at China-hosted SCO meeting. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Raja Rana Dewa to attend 44th FAO conference in Italy's capital Rome. And NATO leaders agreed to increase defense spending to 5% of their country's GDP by the year 2035. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is set to depart for Spain this coming Saturday on an official visit, leading a Nepali delegation. During the visit, he is scheduled to attend the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development from the 30th of June to the 3rd of July. According to Sunny Nepal, ambassador of Nepal to Spain, all preparations for the visit have been finalized. He added that the Nepali community in Spain is enthusiastic and eager to welcome the Prime Minister. During his visit, Prime Minister Oli will engage in bilateral meetings with his Spanish counterparts and a memorandum of understanding aimed at enhancing bilateral relations and cooperation will be signed. Additionally, the Prime Minister will interact with the Nepali community and Spanish business leaders. The embassy has also indicated that other significant bilateral meetings will take place on the sidelines of the conference. Nepal-Spain diplomatic ties were established on the 13th of May 1968. Nepal opened its residential embassy in Spain in 2018, while Spain manages its diplomatic relations with Nepal through its embassy in Delhi. Over the years, the two countries have exchanged high-level visits, including King Birendra's visit in 1983 and Spanish King Carlos' four-day state visit to Nepal in 1987. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Kharka, has emphasized the need for innovative collaboration to ensure energy security. He made such remarks during the 5th Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Energy Ministers meeting held in Ningbo, Zhejiang Province in China. The meeting themed Integrate Innovation for Energy Future was organized to strengthen regional energy ties. Addressing the inaugural session, Minister Kharga highlighted the importance of enhancing energy development, grid connectivity, innovation and security among SCO member states. He underscored that energy has evolved beyond trade, becoming a foundation for sustainable development and shared prosperity. He shared the necessity of advancing the SCO region toward energy independence through partnerships and innovation. Discussing Nepal's energy ambitions, Kharga outlined the country's goal to produce 28,500 megawatt of electricity by 2035 and 15,000 megawatt earmarked for export. He noted that Nepal currently generates over 3,500 megawatt and aims to double this capacity in the near future. He also highlighted Nepal's progress in energy trade, including its electricity exports to India and for the first time to Bangladesh via India's grid, marking a historic milestone in trilateral energy cooperation. Minister Kharga emphasized that vast population, energy resources and potential within the SCO regions should be understood, advocating for stronger regional framework to promote innovation, investment and energy trade. As an SCO dialogue partner, Nepal remains committed to sustained collaboration in the energy sector, he added, stressing the need for from energy ministers, senior representatives and technical experts of SCO member states. It is expected to chart a roadmap for energy, regional cooperation, technology, infrastructure and trade. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Raja Rana Dewa will depart for Italy tomorrow to participate in the 44th session of the FAO conference scheduled to take place in Rome, Italy, from the 28th of June to 4th of July. She is set to address the main session and other high-level events during the conference. Leading a delegation, Minister Dr. Rana will be accompanied by Bharat Kumar Regmi, Ambassador to Austria and Permanent Representative to the FAO, as well as officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Agriculture and Livestock Development. Following the conference, the foreign minister will engage in programs organized by the Investment Board of Nepal in Milan, Italy, and Hamburg and Berlin in Germany. She is expected to return to Kathmandu on the 13th of July. The statement about the minister's visit was released by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. NATO leaders have agreed to increase defense spending to 5% of their country's GDP by the year 2035, responding to months of pressure from U.S. President Donald Trump. The decision made during a summit in The Hague marks a significant shift in the alliance's financial commitment to collective defense. Leader Trump, attending his first NATO summit since 2019, described the agreement to raise defense spending to 5% as a major achievement for Europe and Western civilization.
Over the past few days, I was honored to participate in the NATO leaders' meeting. A major focus of our conversations at the summit was the need for other NATO members to take up the burden of the defense of Europe, and that included the financial burden. As you know, it was 2%, and we got it up to 5%. And they said, a couple of them came up to me, one in particular said, "Sir, we've been trying to get it up to 3% for 20 years, and we haven't been able, and you got it up to 5%. So they're going to be, most of them, I guess almost all of them, are going to be contributing now 5%. This is a big win for Europe and for actually Western civilization.
He had earlier criticized NATO members for not contributing enough to defense and raised questions about the interpretation of Article 5, the alliance's principle that an attack on one is an attack on all. However, after the summit, he clarified that he supported Article 5 and said that his presence at the summit demonstrated that commitment. The joint statement issued by NATO members highlighted a unified stance against growing global threats, describing them as profound security challenges. It specifically mentioned the long-term threat posed by Russia and the continued threat of terrorism. Under the new framework, 3.5% of member states' GDP will be allocated to core defense by 2035, with an additional 1.5% going toward broader investment linked to security infrastructure. Efforts to broker a new ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza have intensified, according to a senior Hamas official, but negotiations with Israel remain stalled. According to the BBC, the statement came after U.S. President Donald Trump claimed great progress was being made following the end of the 12-day war between Israel and Iran. He suggested that a deal between Israel and Hamas could be near, citing updates from his envoy, Steve Witkoff. Trump attributed the progress to recent U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities, saying this had pushed talks forward. However, the Hamas official said no new proposal had been received yet, though mediators were actively engaged. An Israeli official said that talks had not advanced and major disputes were still unresolved. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Karnali province and Sudar Paschim province along with the hilly regions and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly regions of Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudar Paschim province. There are also chances of moderate snowfall even during this summer season at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Also, there are possibility of wind gust at a few places of the Tarai region of Kosi province, along with the Madhes province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli set to depart for Spain this Saturday on an official visit. Nepal pushes for regional energy cooperation at China-hosted SCO meeting. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ranadewa to attend 44th FAO conference in Italy's capital, Rome. And NATO leaders agree to increase defense spending to 5% of their country's GDP by the year 2035. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.